You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a mollusk? If I said the word malacology, unless you're a biologist, it might not mean anything. Ology means study of, and the scientist who does this research is called a malacologist. It's the study of a large group of animals, the mollusks. So, it's a branch of zoology, which is the study of animals. And zoology is a branch of biology, the study of life and of living things. Mollusk classification is still a bit undecided in the literature, but there are roughly 5 to 8 main groups called classes. The mollusk types you're most familiar with might include squid, octopus, nautilus, cuttlefish, snails, slugs, clams, mussels, scallops, oysters, maybe tusk shells and chitons. Mollusks are incredibly successful. According to the University of California in Berkeley, mollusks first appear in the fossil record in a time that geologists call the Cambrian period. The Cambrian lasted from about 540 to 480 million years ago. An amazing amount of life first appeared on Earth at this time, and it's given the nickname the Cambrian Explosion. Mollusks have survived a long time. They're also incredibly diverse. And according to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, there are more than 50,000 known species. Most malacologists think there are well over 100,000 species. They just haven't yet been found, described, classified, named, and published. Some characteristics of mollusks are that they're soft-bodied animals. In fact, the Latin word mollusk means soft. They're invertebrates, meaning they lack a backbone. They have an organ on their outer body wall called a mantle, which in some species creates fleshy folds, and in other species secretes calcium carbonate that forms a shell. Some species have a partial shell, and some have a shell that completely covers the body. The mantle also has a central cavity. In some species, the mantle cavity helps with respiration. In others, it aids in digestion, or even squirts water to propel itself. Many mollusks have what's called a radula, a rasp or ribbon of teeth to help them feed. Mollusks have a very large muscular foot. Some have gills. Here's a fun activity to try at home. We're going to do clam dissection. You can get clams at your local grocery seafood section. Make sure you do this in a sink or on top of newspaper. It's messy. Open it up and then examine the shell. Try to find the foot, the mantle cavity, the gills. And then when you're done, make sure to clean up. Don't leave anything smelly behind. Well, we've just learned a little bit about mollusks. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.